Hi, Gatto.
Going to be hard for me to say Danny instead of Maria. So I was like, hey, and I'm like, brain fart.
I know, me and my 100 names. You know, my best friend in Ecuador calls me Dana.
Dana? Why?
Dana.
No, I know Dana, but Dana. I know a Dana. Yeah. That's why I was like, why?
I don't know. They used to call me Danny. And then one day she started calling me Dana. And my sister sometimes calls me Dana too.
Weird.
So like I go, oh, and my mom's best friend calls me Mary instead of Maria or Daniela.
Okay.
And then there's this really big dude that calls me mom. It's totally weird.
Mom?
Yeah. My son.
Oh, okay. I
look so confused.
I thought you were talking about a client for a second.
Some of his friends also call me mom, so I guess.
Weird. None of my friends have ever called my mom mom. Just no. Stay in your lane. My mom.
You're possessive.
I am. With my mom, I am.
Might you be a Taurus? I think you smell like a Taurus. I think you sound like a Taurus. They can't see you sticking your tongue out at me.
Well, I'm doing the noise.
Oh, I don't know. The microphone wasn't picking it up.
Whatever, man.
Whatever, man. All right. How did you like Howl's Moving Castle?
Howl's Moving Castle, I liked a lot. The animation, I thought the whole thing was cute. The only thing I was confused about at the end, so it was her love that kind of broke the curse.
Yes.
Her love towards Howl's? Okay.
Because,
I was like, I think that's what happened, but I'm not sure.
Because she loved him, she could touch the heart.
That makes sense.
That's why when she pulled him out of the fire, nothing happened. When she picked up Calcifer from the chimney.
Yeah, but so was the witch. She was able to grab the heart too.
But did you see when she took the heart, the house was falling apart?
I see what you mean now. Yeah. I was so mad at the witch when she fucking was. First, she was acting all nice, like, oh, you're so sweet and stuff. And then she tries to get the heart. It's like, bitch, you were just nice. What the fuck?
Yeah, the book has more. I really dislike her mom. And the book has a little bit more more about the mom and stuff like that. So if you ever get a chance, read the book. Yeah.
I was mad about that. And it doesn't show her again after that.
No, I know. I read the book years ago, and I've actually been wanting to read it again. And I think I bought the book on Kindle, so I got to check if it's on my Kindle so I can read it again.
You know, but Howl's I really liked.
Cute. Now you say Howl's I really liked. I have a feeling you didn't like Underworld.
No.
Why?
I literally pushed, Ernesto and I both pushed through to finish the movie. And I was like, the only reason I'm even finishing this movie right now is because I promised Maria and she's watching the boys.
Did you watch it keeping in mind that it's an old movie?
Yes, that wasn't the issue. The issue is that when we first started, they started talking about the fucking duel, no sé qué, between the vampires and the werewolves. And we're like, they just throw you in there.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, what the fuck?
But they give you all the information.
They do, but then we looked it up, and you're actually, the chronological order is supposed to be not Underworld, it's supposed to be, what's it called, Underworld and the something with the werewolves.
Yeah, because they don't put it, they didn't bring them out in order, but it's kind of like, what's the name of the movies that everybody's going to hate me for forgetting the name of? Star Wars.
Yuck.
Star Wars did not come out in order, in chronological order.
I'm not watching Star Wars.
Kind of the same. But I don't know. I like Underworld. I like Underworld a lot. I'm sad you guys didn't like it. But you gave it a try.
I did. And we were like halfway through and I'm just like, we're just like, can we stop? And I'm like, no. I promised Maria. So let's keep watching. And then it was just...
But at the end, I don't remember much, but at the end, it turns out that the lycans and the werewolves are actually related. It was two siblings.
In a way, yeah. But also, there was a part, I forgot, it was towards the end. I think it was with the guy that she fell in love with. 45 fucking minutes, for him to get from point A to point B, not really 45 minutes, but he was just walking so slow. Like, towards the end, we're like, okay, let's speed up the movie so we can get to the end. Oh, I did not enjoy it.
Okay, but you liked Howl's Moving Castle, which I like. Yes. Howl's Moving Castle way more than Underworld.
Yeah. I would watch Howl's Moving Castle a second time versus watching Underworld.
I watch it every year for my birthday.
No, that I know. But yeah, like I know I said that for you to keep watching The Boys, I would watch the rest of the Underworlds, but I kind of want to take that
back. You can take it back. The Boys was okay. It's not anywhere near as gory as you guys made it sound it was going to be, like, at all.
You have to keep watching.
I guess.
It's pretty gory. And Danny, I think watches it too. She can tell you it's pretty gory too.
I'm like episode 3 or 4.
I don't know what happened yet.
It's not.
What's your take on Homelander?
I haven't seen it. Oh, yes. Sorry. Never mind. He's evil.
I fucking hate Homelander. Great actor. But I hate his guts.
I was about to go into episode 4. I don't hate him that much yet. Like I said, only episode 4. And I don't even know if I'm going to keep watching. But yeah.
This last season, the finale. Oof. It was so good. But it's like, fuck, now we gotta wait for season 5.
I hate that too.
It had a really good cliffhanger.
That's why I like K-drama. 16 episodes and you're done. Move on with your life. Next time we do this, I'm gonna recommend a K-drama. But one that I think Ernesto will also like.
Okay. Wait, have you seen Modern Family?
Yes, I love it.
Okay, no, I can't recommend it. I'm on season 3, I believe.
Hallelujah. Like them.
I love Gloria. But I also love Cam. Cam.
I can't stand Cam. I cannot stand Cam.
I love him.
No. Cam and the daughter's husband, Phil.
Oh, Phil is so fucking annoying.
I can't. I don't know how she's married to him. I can't.
The episode I just watched, apparently, and this is spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen Modern Family, where his friend or someone he was trying to impress fucking kisses his wife, and he let it happen.
Where? Who?
In Modern Family. Phil was trying to either impress someone, or I don't know who this guy was, but when he said bye to him and Claire, he fucking kissed Claire on the mouth.
Yes.
Left.
Did you see the whole episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
He does it to everybody, but it's fucking weird.
It is weird.
And the fact that you didn't react the first time he did it, he was just like, oh my god, I think it went well. Did you not see what just happened? Well, yeah, he just said hi. He almost gave me a hug. I'm like, this guy's so oblivious.
And I don't know how you feel about Claire.
Claire's driving me up the wall.
I know that's from a song, and I cannot remember what song it's from, and it drives me crazy.
What part?
Life and All Its Madness. That's it. It's a spoken part of a song. I'm Googling it.
Jay is hilarious. I'm at the part where Gloria is going through pregnancy brain. Claire is such a bitch, though. When she found out that Gloria was pregnant, she's like, oh, my God, you're going to get fat. Like, really? That's what you care about?
But she gets better afterwards. Remember that at the beginning, she does not like Gloria.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's because Phil has a crush on her.
Yeah.
And he makes it very obvious, so it doesn't make it any better. But I absolutely love Cam. Especially with the time they locked Lily in the car. He grabs the trash. I love his high-pitched screams.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Ernesto, every time he does it, he just starts cracking up. He's like, I love it. I don't know if I'll be able to get him to watch it. You found it?
I'm looking. Am I making it up?
Life and Its Madness?
No, it goes life and all its madness. And then the song kicks in. I get a lot of shit. Like, what do you think is a word? Blah, 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 da, da, da. Word socks, song intros. I think it's a song by The Used. Maybe Andres knows. Let me see if I can get Andres to come up. I'm going to yell. Sorry.
Andres! Madness by Muse?
It's not, the name is not Madness. Nene, I think there's a song by The Used that the intro is like a disc scratching, and then goes, and then it goes, life and all its madness. And then it drops into the song. What song is that? You know what I'm talking about. He knows what I'm talking about.
So you're not making it up.
I'm not making it up. It's
Do you know at least who sings it?
The Used.
The Used?
Yeah. And it's in that album. What's that album's name? He found it.
Oh. Which one is it? No?
That this one?
It is that one. I had the lyrics wrong. I was never gonna find it. Thank you, mi amor.
Yeah.
Thank you for knowing all about the music I like. I had the lyrics completely wrong. Completely wrong. The song is called Take It Away. Let me know if you hear it.
Life's greatest questions have always been, who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? You are about to see and hear one of the most significant messages given to us from God.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. Sounds like an audiobook.
I was way off.
Yeah, we were never going to find it with what you said.
Take it away. Yeah, I was never going to find it. Ever. There has life in all its man. I don't know. Fell in love with a chemical romance. I like that song a lot.
It's a really good song. You don't have the whiskey song in your head.
Why would you mention the whiskey song?
Because I have it in my head now.
Did you listen to the Spin Doctors?
No. No.
All right. I think we need to pivot back into topic. So, all right. So we've been super non-ABA for a good, 20 minutes? 25 minutes. let's get a little ABA. And there's the thing that happened with your friend that kind of explains why it's sometimes absolutely terrifying to work with a different company than the one you started with.
Yep.
Especially if the one you started with is not a bad company, you know, and it has a good reputation, but maybe there's certain things that don't fit well with you and you're just terrified of going out and finding something that fits well. I also think some companies use fear mongering. Everybody else does bad things. Everybody else commits insurance fraud. Only we do things right. We cannot.
Yeah, it's kind of like a boyfriend. It's like, oh, if I break up with you, how do I know I won't find something better?
What if I find someone worse than you? Then I'm fudged.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So tell us, share about your friend.
So I found out a couple months back that my friend has started working with an ABA company. And I was like, oh, you know, that's great, because I've been wanting her to come back. And, you know, I was thinking of maybe getting her to start her RBT course and be able to start working here as an RBT. But then it started kind of going downhill the more she explained about the company, because she tells me that she's an RBT, right? Uh-huh. But the company told her that she has she is not allowed to use her ABA number, not even RBT number, ABA number with any other ABA company. Already that sounded weird to me. So I was like, what do you mean an ABA number? She's like, oh, well, I signed apparently a non-compete and I can't go use my ABA number and work for another ABA company. I'm like, what are you talking about, an ABA number? Because you're supposed to have...
What is an ABA number?
That's what I asked her, and she's like, oh, well, it's my number for me to, like, it's a certificate that I did, like, a course I did, and then the certificate has my ABA number for me to practice ABA. I'm like, send me a picture of the certificate. It looks like a whatever certificate, not the usual RBT certificate that you get when you pass the exam that There's the no BACB gives you.
Number or anything like that.
Then. No, it was just a certificate number, but she could, and here's the funny thing. I asked her, what is your ABA number? She says she doesn't have it, and the company won't give her the ABA number because only HR has access to that, and they're afraid that she's going to take the number and go somewhere else. Because a lot of people have done it before. They'll start with the company, take the...
Do you think it's like a Medicaid number?
It's not. Because here's the thing. I was like, you know what? Let me try looking it up. So I go to the BACB, type in her name, her maiden name, her married name. She does not show up whatsoever on the BACB. So she doesn't have an RBT number. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it works in that state, but when she told me that, I was like, you're not even an RBT because you don't show up on that BACB. And I showed her, this is my certificate letter that I got when I passed my exam with my RBT number from the BACB. Did you take an exam or anything? She's like, no, I didn't take an exam with Pearson. I didn't do any of that. I'm like, okay. So they're probably trying to scare you to not go to any other company, but you're not an RBT. You are whatever it is that they have you under, like in their own whatever made up title, but you're not an RBT.
Yeah.
I have to follow up with her on that because
you need to follow up because it sounds weird. And another thing that's I believe that recently weren't the whole non-competes done?
Yeah, I've heard about that too, that the non-competes are not a thing, but I even looked up the company because I asked her for the name of the company, and it's the title is not registered behavior technician. It's like behavior interventionalist or something like that.
It's kind of like, you know how at the company where they say behavior tech when you don't have the RBT?
Behavior assistant, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of interchangeable, I think.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I do not know. So I did a search. And I'm at that state's, they have an extreme heat advisory at that state right now. Oof. So I'm at that state's website. And it here says applied behavior analysis, but only says it only gives us an explanation of what it is, but nothing else.
I don't know.
It's strange. It'd be good if you get an update from her. It just seems weird.
It does. And I think I had already started with the other company that I'm currently with. Uh-huh. But if I would have seen that, like if I would have gotten just her story alone, that would have scared me to not apply anywhere else. Because I've done interviews with other companies. And one of the companies that I interviewed with, I think last year it was, they told me that it was unethical to work with two different companies because the BACB wouldn't be able to differentiate the supervisor that you're working with, which I know is not true. And they probably lied to me to try to think like I'm just some new RBT trying to find a job.
Mm-hmm.
But the BACB, the supervisor enlists you on the BACB as your supervisor.
Yeah.
So they're going to know.
Yep.
So I was like, all right, well, if a company is going to lie to me and tell me that, I don't want to be with that company. And I've heard that they're kind of like a clique kind of company. So kind of like Mean Girls style, but they know their shit.
Which one?
So it's like they know their shit, but they're very clicky.
Which one? Which one?
The one I interviewed with last year.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I missed that part. Well, I didn't miss it, but I thought you jumped into another company.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
So I get that they may know their stuff, but I don't like that vibe.
But do they know their stuff? Because they tried to lie to you. Either they lied to you or they believe their lies.
Listen, I was told from people who have worked with that company that they do know their shit. But when I explained to them how my interview went, they're like, oh, I bet it was this person. She's very sketchy or no sé qué. And I was like, oh, that makes sense.
But okay, so the people that work there say, yeah, they know their shit. So I'm wondering, do they think they know their shit because that's the only company they've ever worked with?
I don't know. That's a good question. Very good question. But I don't know. Anyways, I'm glad I didn't go with them because the company that I'm with now, love my supervisor.
And that's like, awesome.
Anytime she gives me stuff to do, I have this bad habit of finishing quickly. So I'm like, hey, do you have anything else? And she just threw another project at me and I'm like, yes, more hours. So I'm just trying to get the 20 hours this month until I can actually start with the client. And then I should be good, hopefully, for next month.
That's good.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But very helpful. Very informative. Love her.
Yeah. So I was in college and one of my professors offered an internship. That's what they called it back then. It was an internship.
Mm-hmm.
And you got paid $8 an hour. 9 of you picked up 2 clients.
Jesus.
So I remember going with them. We were 1099. And I really liked it. I enjoyed the company. My supervisor was amazing. I learned so much from her. There are things that I still hear her voice when they're happening. Like I see a kiddo do something and I got to tell the RBT what to do. But in my head, I hear her voice, right? It's like her voice is telling me, or, you know, things like that. She was really, really amazing. I learned a whole lot. But I was always
that sounds
afraid.
Familiar.
Does it?
Yes, because whenever I do, I told you that whenever I do a section for like the training materials, and then I write something out, and then I hear you in my head, Caro, but you know, what if this behavior? Oh, that doesn't seem like you need to elaborate on this. Oh, you need to, and I'm just like,
I'm the voice in your head.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, she was amazing. I had very good supervisors there, but I worked mostly with one directly. And I had another one who I did most of my non-restricted with, who became a very, very, she became a friend. And then we kind of like drifted apart. But at one point, I did consider her a very, very good friend. So that company did bring a lot of good things. But I was always afraid to venture out. Right?
Mm.
Always afraid to venture out. And I remember at one point, a bunch of people quit and went to work with another company.
Oof.
And that company doesn't take Medicaid. And it was like, I don't know. I remember that the fear mongering kind of started there, where it was like, oh, everybody else, you know, commits insurance fraud and we don't. And things like that. You just heard, oh, I used to work at this company and it was terrible, or this other company used to do it like that. Well, what they were doing wasn't allowed. So you start getting that little fear of going somewhere else, because you already have fear because you know nothing else, right? Because I always say, I used to call my supervisor, my BCBA mom, because you come into ABA and it's completely different. It's a different language. It's a different set of rules. Granted, they are natural rules, like, you know, behavior is a natural phenomenon and it has its rules and stuff like that, and that's why it works. But you don't know about it. I'm guessing it's like someone going into what's it called, the people that predict the weather. Yeah, you know weather, you've always lived with weather, but you don't know the rules and the words of weather, and if you go into it, you're brand new. I feel with behavior is the same thing. You go into it and everything is new. So then this person is teaching you all of that, and you know, so I used to call her my ABA mom. And like leaving the house and venturing out, part of it feels almost like a betrayal. There's also the fear.
Yeah.
You know, there's also this whole thing lot. One thing that pushed me was the company I worked with got sold, and they were like, oh, you're no longer going to be 1099. At that point, I was a behavior, BCABA.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, first we're rearranging. Everybody's going to have areas. So you're going to probably be taken off of your cases. And I was like, what? That was one thing. And then when they send me the contract, because you're no longer going to be 1099, you're going to be now employee.
W-2?
Yeah, W-2. They lowered my pay by, I want to say, $4 or $3. I think I was making $35 and they brought me down to $31. Or I was making $34 and they brought me down to $30. Something like that an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, shit. And thing is, I was doing a master's program. I had a kid. I was a single mom. You know, I was head of household. I had rent, car payments. I had all the stuff.
You needed the money.
$4 less an hour. You're taking away my clients. So I started interviewing other places. I had interviewed at one place a time before, and I had turned down the job because I was afraid of switching over. Oh, you know why I turned down the job? With the company where we met the first time I interviewed with them.
Mm.
Because they said I had to go in person to Hialeah for the interview. And I was like, F that. I'm going to drive you to Hialeah. So I just, hey, thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm going to be passing on. And that's why they had. So then I think I emailed them to see if there was still the opportunity. And they emailed me back and they're like, hey, we have a BCABA who's moving because her husband is in the military and she's leaving a full caseload. She's leaving 36 hours a week.
Wow.
She's in your area. You can transition in smoothly and take over. And I was like, okay. And then I want to say if I was making 34 at the other company, they were offering 36 or 39. So I was like, I have no choice. Am I terrified of leaving? Yes. Do I really want to leave? No. But can I do my master's, feed my child, pay my rent with $4 less an hour? Not really.
Yeah, especially with how expensive Miami is.
Yeah. Oof. So, yeah. So that's why I switched. And I think the switch was a very, very smart move. Very, very smart move.
I enjoyed my, not switch, because I added on that company. So I do one company in the morning, one in the afternoon. But so far, I'm liking it. And for the day that I do become a BCBA, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Whether I do both or I stick with one, I don't know.
Yeah, you got to figure out what works for you. When I stuck with one for a long time, I had two companies. I worked with two companies because I had a friend who owns a company. So I had one client with her. So I was with two companies. And the reason I was always with two companies because unfortunately at the time in Florida is very often you just didn't get paid. Oh, we're under review. Sorry, we can't pay you. We got to stop cases and you're stuck. And two times I didn't get paid. And that just, you know, again, based on my situation, anybody's situation, you can't not get paid. That's like not acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I worked with my friend. I had a couple cases with her. When COVID started, my hours kind of dropped a little bit with the company I met you at.
Mm-hmm.
And they lowered me a tier, you know, how they work. And that lowered my salary. So then I applied to another company. And same thing, they just had someone up and leave. Like this person just left. She didn't tell anybody she was no longer working. She just stopped showing up. And they gave me all the cases. I wonder why people
think it's okay to do that.
I have no idea.
I don't understand that. Like, I cannot just up and leave my kiddos just like that for no reason.
She just stopped showing up. All the cases were a mess. And I was a new analyst and I was like, what? Because I became an analyst, a BCBA in November 2019. And I want to say
I got married the month after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say February, March 2020, I got the other job. And that's how I met Danny.
Okay. So, because I started with that company January 2020.
And I got you like, what, March, April?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And here I was with my bubbly personality. And you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was a lot. And I still had imposter syndrome. So it was like, it was a lot. Even, and Danny was also like, she was like, can you give me feedback? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? I did this and I tried this and I read this and my other analyst said this. And I'm like sitting there and I'm like, why is she asking me? Where's the analyst?
It's like, oh, wait, that's me.
I'm the analyst.
Oh, God.
And you were super, super bubbly and cute. And I was like, huh, interesting. Let's see how this goes. But I think we meshed well.
And then I get punched in the face.
I got punched first.
Yeah, and with a cup, I think.
I went home with a black eye.
Yep. I tried to keep my distance and then nope. Punched in the face, and I'm just standing there, and I see you come out of the bathroom. You're just like, gotta go outside, take 5 minutes. Because I didn't know what to do. I was like, did that really just happen? Oh, yep. God.
Yep.
Yeah. That case was scary altogether, because anytime the client moved, we both jumped.
But you know what? At least you didn't fall into a river.
That's true.
That's been my week's thing. So I had my RBTs, I have sibling cases, and they're like, it's been a week. They're like, this happened, and this happened, this happened, and this happened, this happened. And I'm listening to them. And I kind of already knew because they text me as things happen, and I'm listening. And I look at them, and I go, at least you didn't fall into a river.
That's the argument. You didn't fall into a river.
You could have fallen into a river.
You could only use that, like, this week. Next week, you gotta go through something else and use that.
I gotta fall in another river.
Another river. Or like full body slam into the river, get water head to toe.
I think that I should be able to use the I fell into a river for a month. You need to give me a month of it. It's not every day that you fall into a river.
I got nothing. Yeah.
I was even thinking of making like a post, and I was gonna ask you guys for stories and do like, so why were you late to your next client this week? I fell into a river.
I got no stories for now. Both my clients are just.
But even beautiful. From before, you don't have any stories? Well, no, but things that happen, like instead of going home now, I have to go home to change my clothes. Nope. Or great, now I'm showing up with ketchup on my shirt. No. So it's only.
I had a client once threatened to throw her soda on me. Because she was just in a bad mood that day, and that case alone was just a mess. But I forgot what happened. I think she was supposed to start her homework or something because she was being homeschooled, and she was like, I'm gonna throw this soda at you. I'm like, okay. And then once she opened it and lifted her hand up, I went and grabbed the soda without even thinking. And then she's like, why'd you grab it? I'm like, because you said you were going to throw it, right? So I just wanted to make sure that you don't throw it. And then she just went on to sipping the soda. But I was just like, because she was even, I was like, when I agreed, I'm like, okay. She's like, I know you don't have an extra change of clothes in your car. And in my head, I'm like, I should probably start bringing myself some.
I tend to have it and then something happens and I use it and I never put it back. But I usually, I keep pads and tampons in my car, like a whole box of them. And I keep a pair of socks in my car.
Yep, I'm terrible with that. But then again, because of this birth control that I'm taking, like I can kind of like, once I take out the ring on Sunday, I'm like, okay, my period's going to start Thursday. It's going to last maybe 4 days. And then on Sunday, I put the next one back in. So I can kind of already predict more or less when I get my period, so I don't have to do that.
I know when I get it. It's not because I can tell you I'm gonna get my period tomorrow, and I'll wake up and like, oh, it's coming today, and I'll put a thing.
I can tell
because of the way my body feels, my breast, all of that. I can really tell. My problem is it's really, really heavy, so
yeah,
sometimes
so
you know, I take 2-3 pads with me and 2 tampons. And just that day, it decided to be hell on earth. And I'm, you know, done with my first client of the day. And I've already gone through the 3 pads and I'm down to 1 tampon.
Oof.
So
see, what I do is I put the tampon and I still have a pad just in case.
I do the
but
same
after
thing.
8 hours, I take that out and I'm like, okay, slow down a bit. and then I'm here watching a movie, I fucking sneeze or laugh, and I'm like, oh, okay.
After 8 hours, I wish. I wear a tampon and an overnight pad, and I'm changing every 4 to 3 hours.
Oh, both. No. Yours is, like, super heavy then.
Both. I'm changing both every 2 to 3 hours. Sleep? Sleep? I don't know what sleep is. I wake up 2-3 times at night. Sometimes I got to shower.
Oh, hell no. Yeah, I stopped using the overnight ones years ago because it doesn't get that bad for me anymore. Plus, I felt like I was wearing... I wear the thin ones now because I used to wear the, like, the gruesito, the thick pads. Oh, bro, I felt like I was wearing a diaper.
No, I wear the foam ones. Overnight foam. They're thin like this. They're just long.
They're always. And they got
big wings. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I use.
With foam.
Yeah, the foam flex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one I use, the blue one.
Mm-hmm. No, I use the orange one and the purple one.
Yeah, those are... I have level 2, if that makes any sense.
And 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Oof. It's horrible.
That sounds terrible. It's
really bad. I am miserable. I am totally miserable that whole time.
And I don't have cramps anymore. Thank God. I remember when I didn't use birth control or anything, and I would wake up, worst cramps of my life. To where I couldn't go to work that day.
My cramps are not the reason I don't go to work. I get cramps. They're uncomfortable, but they're not the reason I don't go to work. It's so heavy that I know I'm like at our client. I was already on my third day, so I should have been okay. And I'm sitting at where they kept the laundry in the mm-hmm. shop, and I'm doing something with him, right? And then we're done and I stand up. And I just felt it. Like, I felt it. Boom. And I look down, and my inner thighs, it's just blooming red. And I'm like...
Oh, no.
So I'm like, I look at mom, and I'm like, I have to go. I am so sorry. I checked down on the seat. Thank God nothing was on their seat. So I'm like, I'm so sorry, I gotta go. So that's why I take off. It's not, I do feel bad with the cramps, but if I take a leap or something, I'll be okay. And I do get headaches, but it's more of, you know how embarrassing it would be standing up from a chair at a client's house and there's a big stain?
Oh, don't even. I haven't gone through that, and I'm just so scared of that happening. And even then, like, when I'm hot, and I don't know if it happens to you, but when you're hot and you're sweating, you just feel your period more. It's just, it's so uncomfortable. And I'm just like, how bad am I? And at least in my case, I look and I'm like, okay, I'm not bleeding that much, but goddamn, I'm just hot and it's uncomfortable.
I don't know, we spoke about, I have yes bathrooms and no bathrooms homes. And I avoid the no bathroom homes during that time.
Yes bathroom, no bathroom?
Yes. Yes, bathroom. Your bathroom is clean and suitable for me to use. You have a trash can, toilet paper, and I've never seen it dirty. No mm-hmm. bathroom. It smells. It's dirty. There's no trash can.
Oh. I did not know about that. I'm going to send you a picture of my... No, I'm going to send you a picture of my bathroom. My bathroom has everything.
So your bathroom's a yes bathroom?
Both my bathrooms are yes bathrooms. They have a little trash bin right there. The toilet. Extra toilet paper. Oh, yeah. They have the little... the little thingy with extra toilet paper. And in my bathroom, my special bathroom, is where I set it up. It's so cute. I have the little baskets for the pads, panty liners if anyone needs. I ran out of tampons, so I gotta buy the tampons again. But yeah, everything is so beautifully organized.
Currently, because I'm still living out of boxes, my bathroom's a no bathroom. But I have no choice.
Well, as long as it's a yes bathroom when we go. Because I'm not about to, like, throw all the toilet paper in your toilet.
Fucking clog up your toilet. I don't understand in a house where women live why there's no trash can in the bathroom.
I don't know.
I don't. And then I was on TikTok and I heard that some people flush their tampons. And I'm like,
You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to do that. And they flush their pads. And I'm like,
oh, that's a definite no-no. God. Maybe they don't want to deal with the smell, but it's like, then.
But if you wrap it well and take out your trash,
I was gonna say, like, my mom taught me, you know, you roll it up in the toilet paper and like really well, and then you throw it in the trash bin. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, do that. You're not gonna smell anything.
And take out your trash. You're not gonna smell anything. I don't know. I was shocked.
Unless you got dogs, and then they go in the trash. But even then, close your fucking doors.
That's why I'm not a dog person. I love dogs. I like dogs, but
I wish we could bring Amelia to you guys, like for Friendsgiving. But no, she has to stay behind.
She does.
Cleo. No, whenever we travel, like we have to travel by plane, we're just like, we're never gonna take Amelia with us on a plane. I don't feel comfortable putting her like under the plane with all the bags, even if it's in a crate. I don't feel comfortable with that.
Because she's big.
She's big, but also you're in an area that's just full of bags. You're hearing all these fucking noises. If there's turbulence, no,
because if she was small, she would go in with you.
I've never seen that on a plane when I've gone. Like, even like a Yorkie size, I've never seen them.
All the time, pay attention. My cats fly with me in the cabin.
Well, I saw on Instagram that there's apparently these little planes that are specifically for pet owners, no matter how big the dog is, and the dog can go up with you.
Mm-hmm. And
but they're expensive.
I think Nina's dog also travels with her mom in the cabin.
But isn't that a big golden dog?
Retriever. Yeah,
yeah, it's a big dog.
Because it's a therapy dog.
Oh, bueno. I mean, it's too hyper to be a therapy dog.
My cats travel with me in the cabin. When last time I went to Miami, I bought 2 seats so that they could both be with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Can't do that with Amelia.
Okay.
Oh, God.
How many boys do you think stopped listening?
How many what?
How many men do you think stopped listening?
After period talk, who knows? We should have put a disclaimer. If you don't want to hear about periods, you're going to have to skip for maybe a few seconds, few minutes.
Editing Daniela shall say, hey guys, there's going to be a lot of period talk. So if you want to skip, go to minute blah, blah, blah.
Right? And I have to be that way. Because if not, men are just going to be like, ugh. I don't know why men are so weird about it. Ernesto's not.
Andres isn't either.
He'll even buy the glass for me if needed. So mm-hmm. I don't know that Ernesto would buy the pads for me if needed. He's just like, okay, but you need to put exactly which one you need. And that's it. I don't know why for some men it's weird.
Have you seen the video of the guy that comes home with pads and wings? And she's like, no, I wanted a pad with wings. And he's like,
and that's exactly. What I got. Pad with wings.
With wings.
I saw that. Video, it was like, great.
Woman. Just tell him I wanted pads that have wings.
No, because I think she tried explaining it. And he was like, the fuck you mean the pads have wings? What purpose do the wings have?
That was later.
That was too funny.
Funny. All right.
The ones I find funny are when the men are changing the diapers. And there's this one man, you can tell he's like in the military. And he's changing the diaper. He's just like... And he keeps like gagging as he's changing the baby, and the baby's just there smiling and laughing. Oh my god. I was like, god damn.
How old was the baby?
Like I don't think even a year old.
Because it doesn't smell that bad until they start eating real food.
No. That one smelled really bad apparently. Or maybe it was just the sight of the
idea.
The poop, maybe. I don't know. Because it was once he opened the diaper.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.